Okay. And letting that in, it's just a reminder we're an urban center. So sound will likely unfold either in this building or outside of it during the sit. And the invitation is to receive that. It's not an accident, it's part of the practice. And notice what arises, notice what comes. So settling into a posture that feels balanced to receive the moment. And starting out perhaps with one or two deeper, more intentional, slower breaths. Releasing any excess tension on the exhale. Attuning to your body, attuning to the present moment, hearing, sensing. And setting the determination for mindfulness, awareness, to be at the forefront. Allowing the breathing to return to normal. And perhaps scanning through your body with your awareness. Starting at the soles of the feet, contact with mat, cushion, floor. And allowing awareness to fill the body, the ankles, the legs. The hips and the belly. The torso. Inviting whatever is there to be received, known softly. Inviting awareness to fill the chest and the side ribs. Shoulders, arms, and hands. Neck and head. Inviting the eyes to relax. The tongue and jaw to relax. And the invitation. May this body be soft and present. May this mind be soft and present. And attuning to whatever primary anchor of attention feels best for you in this moment. The feeling of the body aware, sensations, perhaps sensations of breathing. Or the ambient sound. Or if it's more hospitable, the wash of everything moving through. Resting. And inhale and exhale for the arising and passing of whatever is flowing through this moment. Thoughts or memories arrive, just noticing awareness of thinking or feeling. Allowing attention to remain here, now. And in the last remaining moments of this meditation, the invitation is to gather up, cast your mind back over these moments of practice, and intentionally gather any moments of awareness, peacefulness, contentment, goodness of any kind, clarity, rest, and gather them into your heart, savor them. And any moments of difficulty, challenge, be with them with a sense of kindness, acceptance, awareness. And from that vantage point, it feels right. Cast your mind's eye, your heart's vision towards those in your life, near and far, close and distant. And wish them well. May this practice benefit myself and the others in this life. Thank you for the sincerity of your practice, your presence here or virtually. And before we go on to the talk, I'd like to invite you to spend just a moment, those of you who can, noticing the others in the room and in the Zoom room. Apologies for the camera lapse. For those of you on Zoom, we cannot get the cell phone camera working properly today. And send each other a pulse of goodwill, whether it's a wave, a smile, or just an internal gesture. It's quite a beautiful thing to practice with Sangha. Knowing as you're doing that, you're receiving it from others. Thank you. So friends, before we start the talk, I have one short announcement. There'll be others at the end, but my short announcement is that our wonderful communications director, Chris, is here today, and she's taking a few snapshots of me teaching. That's her there in the back over there, if you want to know who she is, to update our website. So if you decide that you're uncomfortable with having the back of your head on our webpage, please let her know afterwards And she will make sure that your image is not on the website. I just wanted to be transparent that that's happening as we speak. Okay. So, today I want to talk about a topic very close to my practice, which is continuity of awareness or interest in awareness. And I guess the title of this little Dharma riff is going to be that interest is a superpower. Interest is a superpower in your practice. And I'm going to start with a little bit of an introduction story, I guess. The artist Jenny Odell, artist and writer Jenny Odell, talks about intimacy with experience and intimacy with nature. And she gives the example of like going to a park and just sort of noticing that there's trees and bushes and birdsong there, which can be quite beautiful. But that the entire process is transformed once you start getting interested in the details. What kind of experience is happening in this moment? All the little details of the tree, or the seeing of the tree, the bird and the habit of the bird. That's a little bit of an analogy for how we relate to our own internal ecology. It's a beautiful thing just to notice I'm breathing or I'm aware. That's fine, that'll get you a long way in practice. Something else entirely happens when we start getting interested in what's unfolding in the mind in the moment. How this thought relates to that thought in the moment, not the history. How this sensation cascades into that one. How the act of seeing is transformed by how distracted or settled my mind is. All of these things, too, are part of the scope of awareness. This can really transform experience. You're walking down the street. Maybe this has happened to some of you here. We live in such a beautiful area. We're truly blessed. Ocean, redwoods, chaparral, fields. Imagine yourself on a walk. You're completely caught up in the thoughts of the day. Right? What's that like? It's kind of flat, right? Same walk. What happens if you're totally attuned? Totally present with the ocean waves, the bird calls, the quality of the light, the feeling of walking transforms something quite mundane or even barely noticeable into a whole nother world. A friend of mine tells this story. It could have well happened to me even, of walking in a forest. It was in some tropical country. And they're walking along, they're alone, and then they turn a corner and they almost trip over this young man who's lying down, belly down on the ground, legs crossing over the path, and he is like this close to a plant. And they sort of start a little, and he looks up at her, and the joy on his face, he is lit. Just huge smile and sparkle in his eye. And it's from having been really into the details of that little plant. Turns out he was a botanist, and he had just discovered something really cool and really rare. And so then the two of them also had that moment of joy of meeting as people on the path, right? Most of us, we would have walked right by that plant, right? We have those little rare moments, those little blooms in our mind on a daily basis if we stop to notice them amidst all the chaff of the repeat thoughts, of the habit energy, of the planning, the remembering, the worrying, the was and the will be. So this kind of naturalist attention to our own inner ecology can ripen into wisdom about how this mind operates, how I relate to the world around me. Right? One way of starting to form a beneficial habit of noticing this is to start inquiring into the nature of your awareness itself. So I talked about this morning for another group, a series of questions that I call Vipassana koans. Vipassana koans, just like the other kinds of koans, are questions, but they're not meant to have a literal discursive answer. They're an inquiry into the nature of experience, into the nature of relationship with experience itself. So the first question, and I want you to take this in as if you're asking it yourself, is, are you aware? Right now. Okay, if you could hear that question, the answer now is yes, right? Then, how do I know I'm aware? For me right now, it's seeing. I'm seeing the people in the room, the people on the screen, the Zoom room, and the space in between us, the space around us. Perhaps you're hearing, you know that you're aware because you're hearing my voice right now. Or maybe, if you're especially embodied, you know you're aware because of the weight of your body on the seat or the cushion, or the movement of your body getting comfortable. All of these things fall into the next category, which is, what? I'm aware of what? What am I aware of in this moment? If we come to our senses, our sense input, it automatically shifts the mind and heart, the attention to the present moment. So next question. What's the attitude of the mind right now? What's my relationship with experience? Bored, happy, content, interested? Any answer is fine. But that shifts the internal process that often filters everything we see from a filter to an object of awareness itself. Mm-hmm. And that is powerful, because many of us are run every day by the subconscious filters through which we see other people, ourselves, our activities. It doesn't take much to shift into a different frame if we know that's what's happening. Or to really completely be with where we are, which often will either deepen something positive, or with the magic of mindfulness, winnow away something unhelpful. Our systems have intelligence. There's an organism level intelligence towards freedom, towards healing, if we're able to attend to what happens in the moment completely. Okay, last question. This is the simplest one, and it comes straight from one of my root teachers, Sayadaw Utejaniya, Burmese teacher. It says, relaxed or tense? Which is it in the moment? And that's physically, also in the mind. Relaxed or tense? It's such a simple question. Noticing what the conditions are that cause tension in the moment. Inviting relaxation into the moment. In some forms of teaching, opening to awakening itself is a progressive process of relaxation that is so profound that eventually everything unhealthy, everything not useful, even self-identification itself, let's go. Yeah. So, aware of what? What's the inclination, the attitude, atmosphere? And relaxed or tense? You might play with these through your day or on the cushion now and then. It doesn't work if you do them all the time. They're not a mantra. Kind of takes the point away, actually. But it starts to form a beneficial habit, a learning, an inclination of the mind. And that begins to invite awareness, mindfulness, to come up all on its own. Especially if you appreciate it when it's there, instead of judging yourself for it not having been there, right? So to get curious about what that moment of awareness feels like. For me, often it's like a sharpening of a camera or a slight brightening of the room. Or maybe landing more in the moment. Even immersion in the moment. Noticing, what does it feel like right now to be aware? So, I have more stories, but I'm out of time to tell them, so I'll tell them another week. But meanwhile, the invitation is to notice you're aware. And if you have time, I'll be here a little bit early next time and we can talk about what you notice. So thank you for your kind attention. And before I dedicate the merit, we have more announcements. The first is that Insight Santa Cruz is all Donna donation-based center. And we are always open to, there are many volunteer opportunities available, put it that way. And if you'd like to get more involved, if you'd like to get to know people in this Sangha, please get in touch with our volunteer coordinator. You can reach her over the website, or I have little pieces of paper with her contact information up here. And just to mention that we are now in the season of our annual fund drive. So if you're so inclined to support the organization, somebody might say more about that in a few minutes or not. Ooh, okay, here she comes. Come on.
I would just say that there are many ways to make a donation. You can go online and donate. You can give on a monthly basis. If you want to make maybe a larger donation than you could do in any one month, but you could give $25 a month. That adds up. And you can do that through PayPal if you want to do monthly, or you can do it through your bank, sending a check, or you can just, you know, write and mail something, or leave it in the basket.
Thank you. Maggie is one of our board members, our treasurer. Thank you very much. And a deeply valued volunteer, too. So, any other announcements while we're here? So thank you very much for your presence, your practice, and for your generosity, whether it takes the form of, the most important form of, engaging in your practice through the day, through the week, cultivating your heart, or in giving it back or paying it forward. Thanks. May all beings everywhere benefit from our practice together. May all beings everywhere be free from suffering and harm. And may all beings everywhere know the highest joy of freedom.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.